one moment looking at the chair is equal to years of explanation, maybe. That's Ainul Yaqeen, and there's something beyond that, which is Haqqul Yaqeen. Means the certainty that Haqq will give you. Really like that, you know. Here you say, I'm talking about something, I'm talking, but it's impossible. If you could see it, suddenly you would realize what I'm talking about. Because this is something that you will get it when you have the vision. By seeing it, you could understand this, not by this explanation. Because I'm talking about connections, but a very special connections, not physical connection. Yes?
That which intellectual apprehension sees in one moment, it is impossible during years to hear it by the ear. Since it has no end, go to yourself, for I cannot reckon any praise of you.
Means what? This is a good question. What does that mean? Okay, he explained that, listen, the guy was looking at this magical stuff, and the magical stuff was changing from that to this. And bizarre. But more than that, because it's not explainable. This is something that you should see to understand. Imagine what you could understand by looking at something is more than years listening about that. And you know what? This is an endless discourse. Go back to yourself. What? Because then he brought an Arabic sentence over there. Means there is no limit to appreciate you. A very bizarre stuff. Means this is something that I cannot explain. Go to yourself, because this is something that you should really get it, and I cannot describe it. It will happen to you. When it happens, you will get it. So the guy will advance, yes.
I advanced further, running what thing those candles I advanced farther, running what thing those candles are of the sign of the Divine Majesty.
Okay, so I looked at it, it was bizarre, it's not explainable, I hope one day you will get it. Then I rushed to see what kind of signs these are, because to me these are supposed to be the signs of the greatness. So I approached to get that, yes?
I was going beside myself and dumbfounded and deranged till I fell down from making haste and speed.
Uh-huh.
In this
so
sense,
this was not a very simple path. I was rushing in a very strange way. First of all, I was out of myself, unconscious and ruined in a way. Then I was rushing, so I fell down. I had this accident. Yes?
In this, senseless and witless, I lay fallen a while upon the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm. In simpler translation, you would say for a couple of hours I was unconscious and with no brain. I was just fallen on the earth. Did you get some points over there? First of all, some hour means now let's talk about time. Over there, I told you that there is no time and there is no quantities and nothing. But here, because I fall, by falling, it comes out of that state. So for an hour, he will be consciousless and mindless. okay, and lying down on the earth. Do you remember our part which is on the earth? That one. I became that one. Losing all the breath, all that, becoming unconscious. Nothing, just fallen on the earth. Yes?
Then I came back to my senses and rose up. You would say that in my fearing, I had neither head nor foot.
Yeah. So I went in another state that, okay, again, I became conscious and stand up, but not on my feet, not with my hand, in another state of being. Because that state of being is a very special stuff. Look at it, this is one of those exceptions. You see a paragraph, two verses only, right? And it reads, what? Suddenly those lights will appear as human beings. Yes.
How those candles appear to the eye as seven men. The seven candles appear to the eye as seven men. Their light was mounting to the azure vault. Beside those lights, the daylight was dregs. By their intensity, they were obliterating lights.
Okay, what was that all about? Only two verses, one paragraph. What was that about? And in paragraph, he didn't say anything, did he? Oh yeah, first of all, those seven, they didn't become one. Those seven candles in the eye, which is not the eye, the word is nazar, means looking, means vision. In that seeing, they became seven in the process. Then what? Only expressing the light. There was candle. The light was going to the sky. Now there are seven men. But again, is the light. Remember, I'm talking about enlightenment. These are light. They look like seven men. And you will see that they become one. They become seven trees. They change. They don't change. You see them differently. In his vision, he saw them differently. Why? Because he is incapable of looking at the essence and seeing the essence. So, his vision brings him forms again and again. Do you remember his thirst to see the form again and again and again? Here it happens to him that the changes will appear. We know that the essence is not changing. This is enlightenment, but the enlightenment is playing a game with him. Why? Because this is the game he chose. He spent his entire life looking for them again and again and again. Yes, it's good. Yes, we explained it, the thirst is lovely. But you will see there is the problem and what the problem is. So in a very short, extremely short paragraph, he expressed the light. The light that all the lights are yellow. The light that will eliminate the light. The light will be eliminated by those lights. Again, yes, Boz.
How those candles now became seven trees.
Yeah, the version is, again, those candles became trees, seven trees, yes.
Then again, each man assumed the shape of a tree. My eye was happy in their greenery.
You see, they didn't become a tree. He goes to the limit to express it. Do you remember what's the story? Precision. Here he goes to a pain, really, to be precise about this magical stuff. Here he will say, again, each of those one man became, looked like a tree, became in the form of a tree. Yes?
On account of the denseness of the leaves, no boughs were visible. The leaves, too, had become scant on account of the plenteous fruit.
How is there any more extreme to go? First of all, every single man becomes like a tree. Okay. There are so many leaves that you cannot see the branches. And there are so many fruits that you cannot see the leaves. Yes?
Every tree had grown its boughs above the sidra.
What is the sidra? Sidra means cedar tree. Have you seen the cedar tree? It's something like this. Quiet, symmetric and balanced. That's why that special tree is the end of the paradise. At the end of the paradise, there is this quite balanced tree, the growth. Khudar is over there somehow. Here, we say, each of these trees looks like that sidra. Each of them, yes?
And
I'm not talking about that sidra. I'm talking something that had exceeded even the emptiness. You see the explanation of some magical stuff. You could say each of these trees, where a man looking like a tree, has so many leaves that you cannot see the branches, so many fruits that you cannot see the leaves. Then, oh my God, they look like that sidra, the final eternal tree. What I'm talking about, that's nothing. It's look like that they have even passed the emptiness, the nothingness. Yes.
What of the sidra? They had reached beyond the void. The root of each had gone into the bottom of the earth. Assuredly, it was lower than the ox and the fish.
Do you remember? That's what the universe is. There is a big fish. A cow is standing. A cow is standing on top of that fish, and on his horn, he's carrying the earth. Each year, he will do this. The year will become the next. Means, not the earth. Even that cow and the fish that the earth is balancing on, that way it goes. This is the root of every single tree over there. Yes?
Their roots were more smiling of the face than the boughs, the intellect upside down by their shapes.
Mm-hmm.
From the fruit that was bursting forcibly, flashes of light would spurt forth like juice.
Yes, look at it this way, that all those roots have a better smile than the branches that are hanging in the air. Even the roots down there have that smile. And the form of those trees will turn your brain and your logic upside down. And imagine the fruit that will open up on the branches, stream of light is coming out of those fruits. Where are we standing? Take you to a space that you would understand there is another way of feeling and seeing the stuff. This magical stuff is like that. But all of this explanation was for going back to that wondrous stuff he found at the beginning. Do you remember? Right at the beginning, he was dumbfounded. About what? How come that I could see this and no one could?